saying hello to one of my favorites, Brad Keselowski, the driver of the number two Penske Ford, as they get ready to fire up the engines at Daytona. We've all been waiting for it. But, Brad, good to talk to you. How's it going?
Terrific. Yeah, we're absolutely excited about the 500. It's a big, big race for us, and we want to go win it. We've got a great shot, and the season of NASCAR is ready to start.
It's so unique. You know, we just saw the Super Bowl. We just saw Tom Brady join, and I'll say it, he's joined Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt, Richard Petty is the seven-time club. It's a pretty pretty short list of people, but they end their season with their Super Bowl. You guys start your season with the Daytona 500, but I've always loved that. I think it's unique to the sport, and I know for you drivers, it's just that extra motivation to go out and win the biggest race.
Well, you know, us NASCAR guys, we do things backwards sometimes, Chase. And most sports start their season with preseason and kind of finish their season with the biggest game. We're kind of the opposite. We start it with our biggest race of the season. But that's okay. You know, it's still a huge race for us. It's still a huge opportunity. It's the mystique of the Daytona 500, the Great American Race. And, man, I can't tell you how much it would mean to me to win it. We've been so close. And, you know, all that other stuff, I don't really care about. I just want the trophy.
You're a champion. You've won the championship. And as you just said, you know, you've accomplished so much in your career. And I know the championship is always going to be a goal for a team each year. But is that really, when you're doing the checklist, that's got to be what it is for you to go get that Daytona 500 trophy and then you go and chase another championship? Is that kind of your motivation?
Pretty much, yeah. You take it one at a time, because one of the beautiful things about the season being structured the way it is that you can do that. You can focus on the 500 and move on to the championship because of, you know, Daytona 500 at the start, championship obviously at the end. And so we try to leverage that as much as possible.
You finished second last year in the championship points. I've always been curious because, you know, you hear some people have the mentality of second's just the first loser, or however you want to put it. But does it hurt any more finishing second, third, fourth, fifth, tenth? Or is it all just, we didn't win, now we got to go be better?
Yeah, you know, they say in the Olympics, the worst thing you do is be silver. You know, if you're bronze, you're happy you medaled. If you're gold, you're happy you won, but silver is kind of like, I would say I agree with that. We were really close, and it just didn't happen. It's unfortunate. I feel like I left it all out there, and we'll try again.
The schedule is going to be different this year, and I know as a fan and somebody that's covered the sport for a while, I'm excited for that. You're coming to Nashville, going to race out at the Super Speedway, and that's going to be exciting. But for the drivers, how nice is it to know that things are going to be a little bit different for the first time in a long time?
Well, variety is the spice of life, and the NASCAR schedule is just that. It's got a lot of variety to it, and that's okay. You know, I think it's not necessarily better or worse. It's just different, and sometimes that's good for our sport to mix it up a little bit.
I saw you race out at the Nashville Super Speedway when you were racing for Junior Motorsports in that 88. What does this market in this city mean to you and mean to the sport of NASCAR?
Well, Nashville and NASCAR specifically have always had a deep connection. That kind of has waned a little bit over the last few years because we're not in the market as much as we used to be. Hopefully it'll come back because of this.
Yeah, and, you know, the fairgrounds, I don't know if you ever raced out there. There's still talk of possibly being out at the fairgrounds as well, of trying to have some racing there. Did you ever race out there at any point in your career?
No. I've been there for a few races, but I never drove.
Okay. I was just curious. And I forgot, too, you got your first Xfinity win out at Nashville. So
that's right. Yeah.
You got one of those guitars to hang on the wall.
Two of them.
Two of them. Yeah. That's right. Two of them. It's been 20 years since we lost Dale Earnhardt. And I know your relationship with Dale Jr. and having run for his team and just the connections there. But Earnhardt Sr.'s lasting legacy on this sport has been what? Just not even what he did on the track, but some of the stuff that he did off of it.
Off the track, you know, obviously he was able to create a brand that drew awareness to NASCAR. He gave NASCAR a tough guy persona and earned it too. That I think we all kind of ride. And, you know, I think some of his business moves, strategies, were pretty awesome as well, and great ideas for that. that he deserves a lot of credit for. Always be part of his legacy.
How much of the safety impact of, you know, the unfortunate death, his untimely death, but how much of those safety impacts are still felt today because of, you know, where the cars are?
Oh, a bunch. You know, Dale's death was incredibly tragic. Ultimately, it probably saved a bunch more lives. You know, whether it's the head and neck restraint device that became mandatory afterwards, I would put that on the list along with the safer barriers that have saved multiple lives, probably myself being one of them. And we're thankful for NASCAR to not just let the tragic accident of Dale, you know, happen in vain, but to actually move and do things because of it.
As we get ready for Daytona, you guys will have the Busch Clash, and you'll be on the road course. And we saw that last year, that it was worked into the schedule because of COVID and moving things around. But how beneficial is it going to be to race on the road course and then after the Daytona 500 go back and have that as an actual points-paying race?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a good little warm-up for us. The Clash has always been a warm-up race this year as much as ever. You know, we did run on the road course last year, only for a little while in the summer. But still, this will be a great warm-up race, and hopefully we can go win it.
Coming up through the ranks, you know, I mentioned you running for Dale Jr. and the relationship with Hendrick Motorsports, Jimmy Johnson, the seven-time champion. It's going to be weird not seeing him inside the 48. Alex Bowman taking over that. Jimmy's going to go try and conquer IndyCar and their road courses. But how weird is it going to be for you not having Jimmy on the track?
Yeah, you know, every year brings about different changes. One day it'll be me that's not on the track. I know that. And, you know, everybody likes to think that the day when they're no longer there, whether it's on the racetrack or living in totality, that the world will miss them. And we certainly will miss Jimmy. But the world will also go on. And that's the harsh reality, whether we like it or not. And Jimmy left a huge mark on the sport, a lot of success. I'm happy for him and his family to get to do things that they want to do. He certainly earned that. And I wish him the best.
Last thing before I let you go, one of my favorite things about you is whenever you win a race, we see that American flag. Why does that mean so much to you to do the victory lap with Old Glory?
Well, it's a chance to reflect on the privileges we all share. Driving a race car is a privilege not a lot of people have. Watching a race is a privilege that not all people have. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the world for good and bad right now. And I recognize how fortunate and privileged we are to get to do the things we get to do. It's a moment to celebrate it and reflect upon it. So it means a lot to me.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Brad, appreciate the time today. Best of luck in the Daytona 500. Watch out for the 11. He's been pretty good lately, but I think Team Penske's got a good shot this year.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Chase.
If you've missed any of today's show, just search Chasing Checkers on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.